Sorry we took a break, but we're back.
No, I'm not sorry. That's just the way life goes.
I was sorry.
Life gets busy.
When I was alone in the wilderness, freezing and wet, I thought I way rather would be podcasting right now.
Well, that's true. After that week, it was it would have been much nicer to podcast, but that's the way things go.
Yeah.
So.
But it was really hard being without internet. And the only way I could get internet is if I perched my laptop on the windowsill of the crappy cabin I was in. And there was one day where I watched one episode of YNR.
Wow.
And the other teachers there were like, "What are you doing?" And I felt the pressure of having to go back to work. So, so I've been
peer pressure
trying
sucks.
To catch up the best that I can. Mm-hmm. And I guess I am. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to talk about.
We do. We do. But, you know, really, not that much.
Yeah, there's no, like, not major as much event.
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot of just kind of, la 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 la, here we are, going along. Yeah. There wasn't any big cliffhangers or...
Yeah. Well, and I don't think that we talked about, since the last time we podcast, the deal was Victor was out.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That the contract negotiations had broken off and nobody wanted to talk anymore, so
and it was
kinda,
done forever.
Right.
And then a week later, lo and behold, Victor negotiated and
surprise,
has a contract.
Surprise. He'll be back.
But yeah, so his last
raise
day,
your hand if you're really, really surprised.
I wasn't
at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the way that that article I had read about it was like, no, this is over. I am done.
If he ever really for sure leaves, it would be on more media than just the soap.
I saw it on CNN.
You saw it on CNN?
That's where I first saw it.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, on the main links
but
of CNN.
I still think that it would have been on, like, Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood and all those crappy shows that I don't actually watch but still see the commercials for.
Liar.
I'm taping them right now. But I think that there would have been more of a send-off, you know, in a retrospective. You know, it would be like if Susan Lucci ever left All My Children. They would make a huge publicity deal out of that and, you know, have a week-long tribute and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, his storyline just kind of kept going and, you know, we can talk about it.
I do like, at least, I guess, for a while, you know, they must have thought he was going, though. And
yeah, they did.
I like where they're taking the story.
Yeah, it kind of made sense. But as soon as I realized that he wasn't going to die, then it was like, oh, yeah, of course they're going to find a way to bring him back.
Totally. Now, I thought originally it looked like he was just going to keep having heart problems and end.
Yeah, I thought that during one of those attacks that he had,
you
know, they would flatline him. But then I thought, well, they just killed Colleen in a hospital. Can they really do that?
People die in hospitals all the time.
Well, I know.
More than one a day.
Oh my God, where did you get that? More than one a day per hospital?
From swine flu.
Well, yeah, fuck
the swine flu. Anyway, so... Yeah, Victor had some episodes. He was, you know, the monitor was going off. Then it wasn't. Then it was. Then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And he had,
a couple of, you know, collapses. And, you know, things like that.
I mean, I could imagine getting a heart transplant.
It would take a while for
it to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And they would not be having people coming in and out of his room just willy-nilly. And...
Like Jack coming in to lecture him, like, every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You're taking the heart of my niece, you know.
Well, and with no, you know, sterilization procedures or any, and then there was one part where they showed him, not even with his shirt off, but with his shirt open, and he had basically a Band-Aid
where Nikki, she was helping him do something, or no.
She was changing his Band-Aid for
him. Oh, totally, but it was just like, I mean,
it's a big gauze pad, that's it?
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, last year when, like my husband had, like, his shoulder worked on, or when he broke his collarbone. I mean, that was like months of just pain, and that was just a broken bone. Like this is a heart transplant.
Yeah, yeah.
No bruising, nothing.
No, no.
Whatever. It's soap opera.
Yeah, I know, but you know how we are sticklers for the truth.
Yeah. If we were really sticklers for the truth, we wouldn't be watching The Young and the Restless.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So anyway, he has decided, I don't know, there's a lot of pressure in a lot of different areas. Like, Ashley basically has decided she's going to live in the ranch with Abby and Faith.
Well, not just live there, but own it.
She wants it out of the divorce settlement. Yeah. And Victor, like, initially was like, eh, and then he gave it to her.
Yeah, which I thought was just bullshit. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't think he should have given her the ranch.
I didn't think so either.
Absolutely.
But her argument was, when he and Nikki had originally gotten divorced, like, years ago, and Nikki was raising Nicholas and Victoria, that she got to stay, and so
got to stay. She didn't own it.
That's true.
You know, that was my big thing. It's like, yeah, sure, let them stay. No sweat.
But Nikki's not the businesswoman Ashley is.
Well, clearly not.
Yeah.
Stripper.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go with that one. But anyway, so Victor has decided he's going to go to a heart rehab or a transplant rehab center in Belgium.
Right.
So, and Nikki's going to go with him.
Yeah, so she gets a little vacation after being off the show for a while.
Because she had some contract issues, too.
Yeah.
As far as I understand.
So she'll be, and I thought I heard someplace that she was out, that maybe she was going to be
I thought I'd read that somewhere, too.
Also off the show, so.
But at the same time, it was something with Victor. Yeah, I don't know. That one I haven't, I try not to read the spoilers or anything like that, so I don't have to know. Yeah. But sometimes I can't help it.
Well, and maybe it's just, you know, she's tied her contract to his.
Like the one I read about Deacon. And I forward it to you. And I'm not going to say it, but I was...
No, because I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah.
My heart does not believe it.
Oh, my God.
The first, like, character, I'm finally like, yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see, but I don't think that... I think your source is wrong.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So
Victor and Nikki are all in love again.
Yeah.
She's kind of...
But she's wary.
She's wary. She's a little reticent. She's, you know, taking it smart this time.
Mm-hmm.
He gave her a big-ass ring, but it's like a promise ring. It was, like, super cute. She's like, it's not an engagement ring. It's not a marriage ring. It's just a
very large
18
ring.
18-carat.
To keep you around.
Right. Yeah, it's just pretty.
Yeah.
It's shiny. Look at the shiny ring.
Yeah.
And there was a scene of the two of them in bed, and again... Mm-hmm. No way.
I didn't get the impression they did it.
No,
I just got the impression
no
that they, like...
They were having a snuggle, which was kind of cute.
Yeah.
At the same time, I was like, oh.
Well, and I thought it was kind of weird that... Okay, so if Ashley's at the ranch, he was staying at the athletic club, and he had his own room, and Nikki had her own room. Mm-hmm. They were making that distinction, but, like... If you just had a heart transplant, you're on all this medication, and you're Victor Newman, wouldn't you have somebody just sort of around in case you collapse?
Yeah, well,
or at least
full-time nurse person.
Yeah, he's an old guy. Maybe he'd have one of those things around his neck where he could hit the button, you know, like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, he definitely would have one.
But there was nothing like that, and I kept thinking...
But he also had Nikki around his neck,
a lot.
24/7, so he didn't need the little button.
True.
He had her.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I found her to be kind of tiresome. I mean, I applauded her for not immediately, you know, oh, let's get married again and have a beautiful life, and to be a little bit, you know, hesitant. But even still, she was just so pushy caretaker. It's time to take your pills now. And, oh, don't you need a sweater, dear? And all this kind of crap. And it's like, oh, my God, leave the poor man alone.
Well... He is used to people taking care of him, like, 24/7.
I suppose.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Ashley definitely did not.
Boy, she really, she's done.
Yeah.
She's like, okay,
I just think it's so interesting how crazy and nutty she was.
I was thinking that
suddenly she gets a stolen baby, and she's supposed to be, like, solid as a rock?
Yeah, she is totally competent and... a businesswoman and getting her life on track and taking care of 19 things at once, and it's like, wow,
you think other family members or maybe the state might want to do some checks just based on the history of how crazy she was during her hysterical pregnancy
in a psychiatric hospital. Yeah, you'd think that they would check.
Lord, delivered by like
a blind lay person with no medical training really at all.
Yeah, blind. That's the best part.
Well, mostly blind. He's not totally blind.
Yeah, tunnel vision blind.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she is just, this is my baby, and so she was going to have the christening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had all these people that were supposed to be there at the christening. Adam is the godfather, Tracy is the godmother, And Tracy is like, you know, I really need to get back to New York. I have my own life.
That was the other thing that surprised me. It was like, you couldn't wait a week
for
Victor to get out of the hospital.
Yeah. Or,
which should be months and months, but still.
Yeah.
You know, so far for timing. But yeah, that just seemed like, wow.
Tracy
selfish
was
much?
Yeah, Tracy was like, you know what?
This christening's all about
if you want
me
to be at christening, it needs to be tomorrow. And yeah. Ashley was like, no problem.
Sure. And confident Ashley got it all pulled together.
Mm-hmm. And Victor basically wasn't even invited because it was assumed he wouldn't Mm-mm. make it.
Yeah.
And he was frustrated when he found out that...
Yeah, he was pretty much told when it would be, but
yeah.
there was no expectation that he would
yeah.
be there.
So everybody... crapped their pants when he walked in a suit and tie.
He looked good.
As it started. Yeah, he looked solid.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, a bit of a shock to everybody. I mean,
yeah.
I could understand Tracy's point of view. Like, hey, you caused all these problems,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter's dead, and
yeah.
I've donated her heart to you, and I don't owe you anything.
Right. Yeah.
But at the same time, he's the dad. Well, supposedly the dad.
Yeah, he's, you know... As far as all of them
yeah.
know, he is the dad.
Yeah.
And I thought the business with Sharon also
mm.
happened to be at the church at that time for
she was bereavement
counseling.
Group. Yeah.
Yeah. And has she seen the baby yet? Has she seen
mm-hmm.
Faith?
Mm-hmm.
She has.
Yeah, like...
Okay, because I kept waiting for them to show, like, for her to pick up the baby or to see the baby and go, what the hell, this is my baby. I remember in my delirium.
I believe she has seen the baby with Ashley. And her and Ashley had some bonding.
That was kind of sweet, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sharon brought over a bunch of stuff that was intended for Faith.
That was creepy.
It was a little weird.
If it had been me, I would not want brand new dead baby's clothes for my brand new
gorgeous
baby. I'm logging
that in right now.
Yeah, my... it's just too weird, especially with the relationship,
yeah.
and there were, you know,
mm-hmm.
cousins or sisters or whatever, and it was just
it was awkward.
Yeah, that just
But Sharon
like...
acknowledged that. She went, I hope this isn't weird. And Ashley was like, no, sure, I'll take whatever.
Yeah, and I'm at home
it's
going,
my baby.
It is weird. That's weird. That's beyond weird. That's creepy weird.
Yeah, I don't think that Ashley cares right now. She is ridiculously, like, protective. Not even protective, just more like she's peeing on the baby, like, this is mine!
Yeah. You kind of do that, though.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know.
But she's not like that when Victor came over to see the baby, she's
yeah.
fine with him.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah.
Interacting, and she lets, Adam was holding the baby, and Jack was holding the baby,
well,
she so
likes,
she's not as...
She likes Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but, I don't know, I just think that whole Sharon...
Yeah.
Bringing her baby stuff. But that she kept the one bracelet.
Mm.
The little tiny baby bracelet. Which is
yeah.
such a hazard. I can't even believe it. But again, that's just the hyper
whatever.
Going to...
Yeah. Well, so and then Abby found out that Victor and Ashley were breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And she even then...
When
she went to confront Victor about it...
Mm-hmm.
Victor was, like, just laying a big old fat kiss on Nikki.
Yeah,
like, but it was in
right.
their athletic club room, and Abby just opens the
just
door.
Well, you know, she doesn't have any concept that he's going to be making out. Knocking
would
have been polite.
It's a hotel room.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be locked from the outside? Does she have a key?
No, it should have been locked from the outside, but I don't think Abby has any respect for other people's... shut doors or boundaries or
she's
anything.
A
new
she
has
a sense
brat.
Of decorum.
She does not.
Oh, she rides horses.
So what?
In her little cute equestrian outfit.
Again, so what? That does not give you manners. That gives you a sense of entitlement to go wherever you damn well please because
okay.
you're the Newman princess.
Mm, yeah.
I'm not crazy about Abby.
I liked her more this week when she turned bad.
Yeah. I'm liking bad Abby quite a bit.
Yeah. So she was mad at Victor, and she went and, you know, she looked at Nikki, and she was like, is this the reason you're divorcing my mom?
Yeah.
Like, totally. So then, I don't know.
And he's like, yeah, pretty much.
But she has a really valid point, and it's the same point that Noah's had about Nick and Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
The back and forth and back and
get
forth.
Get your lives straightened out together
right.
so that, like, you don't look like idiots
right.
in front of
your
children and your grandchildren and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
She's so right.
Something should be private and,
yeah.
you know,
the ideal world of the teenager, right? I guess.
Yeah. No, there are definitely some things you keep from your kids for their own mental health.
But, you know, either way. So it's Halloween, and she decides that she's mad at her parents, so she's gonna crash Uncle Billy's, like...
Second annual Halloween bash.
Yeah, Halloween party. Last year, was it at Jimmy's? I thought it was, like, in an old warehouse last year.
Yeah, it was someplace else. It was not at Jimmy's. Jimmy's wasn't really a location last
year. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Either way, big wigs. Everybody had huge wigs.
Yeah, there was a sale at the costume shop.
What was that about? Free costume if you're willing
to wear the big wig.
Huge wigs.
I don't know. I loved Chloe's outfit, though.
Yeah, I did, too.
You know, if you've never seen Barbarella, boys and girls, you really should, because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And the fact that girl daughter, and she's like, what is Chloe wearing? I said, she's Barbarella. Oh, my God, that's so great. She's like, what is that? I said, it's a movie you're not allowed to watch yet, but someday we will watch it together and laugh and laugh. Yeah. It's the best Jane Fonda movie ever made.
It is good.
Worth renting.
Abby was supposed to be Amy Winehouse, but it didn't look like her. It was just because she had a giant, ginormous beehive wig.
Yeah.
I saw, like, 9 better costumes of Amy Winehouse in Portland.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure, yeah.
I don't know. It was not a good costume.
Well, you know, Midwest. And her friend, Daisy.
Yeah, she has a new pal.
Yeah, well, we've kind of met Daisy before.
Have we?
Yeah.
I didn't remember her.
She hit on Noah. She's big hot into Noah.
I don't remember.
Eden keeps flicking her back, saying,
that's my boyfriend. You stay away from my boyfriend. Me.
And she was dressed as Gwen Stefani, apparently. And I only know that because they referred to her as, oh, I really like your Gwen Stefani outfit.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But it was pretty tired.
I was kind of not paying. None of the costumes really looked like what they were supposed to look like to me.
No, I loved the text that you sent me, though.
I was so confused.
About Daniel's costume. That was so great.
I had to, because it was like the end of the episode, and I'm like, what is Daniel? I don't understand.
Yeah, he had a beautiful black tie and tails, lovely tuxedo on, a cutaway coat, and this humongous, like,
white,
gold,
wig,
white, sort of afro almost.
Yeah,
wig.
It was kind of foppish at the same time, though. And
right.
I just went, okay, so he's Liberace. Okay.
No. He was Beethoven.
Well, that's why I texted you. I was like, wow, this must be a play on the fact that we all think Daniel Dress is so gay.
Right,
he's Liberace.
Yeah, no, Liberace would never wear a black tuxedo. His would have been,
well,
you know, purple spangles or something.
That's what threw me off. Yeah. But it was also like the way he and Amber were talking to each other, and it was supposed to be like this.
It was supposed to be
sexy,
oh,
hot,
so hot
conversation,
yeah.
But it was really contrived to me. And
yeah, it was
I thought
super
they were
flat.
Joking in the beginning. And yeah. I thought, oh, he's Liberace. It's a joke.
Yeah, no.
I had my own personal storyline going on there the whole
time.
Yeah,
and yours was more interesting. Really.
Good, yeah.
Because Amber's costume was really subpar for her.
What was she?
Well, she was just kind of dressed in the
period of Beethoven.
She's like Beethoven's wife or something.
I was thinking maybe she was supposed to be like a Hollywood star from the 20s or something like that, like... I wasn't sure. But yeah, that's the whole point, is I didn't know who anybody was.
It wasn't clear at all. It was definitely, had I seen them at a party, I would have had to say, so who are you?
Exactly.
Which is number one sign of a bad costume.
Yeah.
If you can't tell who they are, it's
not a good one.
Not good.
Billy's was good. He was just...
Oh, that was lame.
Well, I thought it fit him, though.
It did fit him. He was the Jimmy's... quarterback.
Yeah.
And I did like his super duper big shoulder pads.
Yeah.
That was good. And did Mac dress
she
up at all?
She was a genie, remember?
Oh,
like, I dreamed a genie.
Oh, that's right. She was a genie. She looked okay.
She was alright.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It was a lame Halloween
it
party.
It was a lame Halloween party. And I think that was kind of the message this year. This year's Halloween was just lame everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It was just bad.
It was kind of... Yeah, the party, I mean, the only thing that really happened was that Abby and her new friend Daisy got in with fake IDs, and then Amber and Chloe kind of covered for them.
Yeah, well, they realized right away kind of who they were and said, yeah, we were young once too. You know, let's give them a break. And Amber brought over, you know, frou-frou drinks for them. And Abby got a contact high, even though there was no alcohol in the drinks, which was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. And then Chance came over. Ladies, can I see some ID? Because nowhere can I possibly be fun.
Right, yeah, yes. Well, his costume was actually good.
What was he?
He was Mr. Buzzkill. Clearly.
Yeah, he was lame. He was really lame.
Yeah, it was just like, but he could have been worse. He could have actually hauled them out. And he basically said, you know, I'm glad you're not drinking. You should go home now.
Yeah, but then Ashley started flipping out because, like, you know, across town.
Finally, she realizes.
Where's Abby?
Yeah, 2 hours later that she doesn't actually know where her child is.
On Halloween.
On Halloween.
Nonetheless.
Yes. Like, oh my God.
So she goes all over town and she finally figures out that they went to Billy's party at Jimmy's and she goes in, but everybody's sort of long since gone.
Yeah.
But Chance is still there and Chance sees Ashley and it's as if I would think that they would have some sort of familiarity with each other, but he was like, excuse me, ma'am, can I help you?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm looking for my daughter. Like, as if he doesn't know who her daughter is.
Right. But, you know, I suppose it's stretching it, but it is
It's Victor Newman's daughter with an abbot.
But
if you were in town and you were Chancellor's grandson, you would know.
You would know. But maybe he didn't recognize her with her super hot costume on that he didn't realize it was
Abby. Oh, okay, I get it. Maybe.
Yeah, very thin.
Either way, he was like, oh, I just kicked some kids out of here, you know. I told them to go straight home.
Yeah, and I believe that they will because I'm a doofus.
It was so stupid.
Well, and that Ashley didn't even know what her daughter had dressed up as. Just seems to me negligent in the extreme.
I don't even have anything to say about it. Yeah. It was a lame Halloween. I was really looking forward to the episode. Ooh, I'll see some good costumes.
Right, yeah.
Some inspiration.
It'll be something, you know, fun and wild and, you know, there'll be some, somebody will get some action that they haven't gotten. I thought maybe this was going to be Chloe's chance with Chance and no.
Well, and I had this inkling that Billy's costume would have been Victor. Like, he would have worn the mustache. I thought that would have been totally
great.
But they don't still do that.
Kinda, I don't think Billy would not have worn that because he hates him so much.
But that's the point. It would have been, like, this mocking costume of Victor, you know, like, ha-ha.
No, because he's still too caught up in that Victor took Colleen's heart.
I guess.
I don't think he'd be able to
see the humor in it.
Yeah.
So with Billy, then.
Mm-hmm. Humorless Billy.
Billy is on a slide downhill.
I don't think so. I think he's just kind of sliding. He slid downhill a little bit, and now he's sliding sideways. He needs to decide whether or not he wants to.
I wanted to shake Billy most of the week. Most of the 3 weeks.
I only did because he overacts so much. It's really getting tiresome. He needs to learn how to be still.
Yeah.
And just let the shot happen and not grimace or growl you know, make a face.
He is a bit hyper.
Yeah.
So Phyllis and Nick had these sort of conversation that was about 30 seconds long where she decided to sell Restless Style.
Suddenly she hated Restless Style and didn't like doing it, even though clearly she enjoyed it, and I was really surprised that they didn't have the, no, I guess it is fun and exhilarating, and yes, it's stressful, and yes, it's horrible sometimes, but, you know, the payout is so great. But no, instead she just says, I want to do something else now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You know what it is? Her sense of fashion totally sucked. I mean, not overall, but that particular day she sold it.
We have to talk about that shirt.
I don't know if that was supposed to be, like, she has lost it, and thus it makes sense that she's selling the magazine, or whatever, but she was wearing this gray blazer. It wasn't even a blazer.
It was a top. It was a heavy material, though. It was like some kind of heavy wool.
Yeah, and it
blend.
Was gray, and it
and
was
kind of fitted, and kind of in like mutton chop, big Gibson girl type sleeves.
But it had slits, right?
Right,
all
and slits down the
straight down, like from the shoulder down to the wrist. You know, and it was hideous.
It was so awful. Yeah.
And it was like they were trying to make it out like she was edgy or something. I don't know. It was awful.
Yeah, it was just bad. It was semi-flattering to her figure. That's about the only thing I would say, but the color was bad.
Everything.
Yeah, it was just hideous.
I just wanted to say, take that off!
Yeah.
Take off that awful jacket, anything whatever that
else.
Is!
Anything else would be fine.
So she sold the magazine then to Billy.
Who got the money for it eventually from...
Ashley.
Ashley.
He went around to all his other siblings first, and they were like, yeah, sorry.
No.
By the way, Billy, you're a loser.
Yeah.
You don't have a good track record. I'm not gonna... lend any money.
You and I was like, anything. That
I
was lame.
I was pretty upset with all those people because I thought, you know, give Billy a chance.
Yeah.
So Ashley thus did give Billy a chance, but then he totally
blew it with his
totally blew it.
Although you must admit, the cover that was set,
I did like it. I thought it was the best cover they've had.
No.
Yes. Oh no,
the
you know.
Thing?
Oh no, not that one.
Oh, okay.
I meant the Billy one.
No. I'm going to have to leave right now. This podcast is done.
No. The original cover Phyllis had set up for Restless Style.
It was so bad.
Previous to when Billy took it over.
Yeah.
Supposedly what he would have first published
right.
as his own, because
yeah.
it was so near the deadline,
mm-hmm.
was Celebrity Pets.
Yes.
And it was totally lame.
Yeah, it was like celebrities and their puppies.
Oh, it was bad,
super
bad,
lame.
Bad.
Yeah.
And so he... And
dumped
I,
it.
I totally
legitimately
respected,
so. Yes.
yeah, that he said, I can't go out to the fashion world with this. But then instead, he just did this whole slanderous article about Victor.
Mm-hmm.
It was very personal.
Yeah, written
not,
half by Jack.
Mm-hmm. And but I did like the cover that he had... It was sort of
right.
like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is an artist whose name I can't quite remember, so I'm not even going to try, but in that style, the guy who does covers for, like, The New Yorker.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you know,
that's what it reminded me of.
Drawing of Victor that I kind of want a copy of as a poster.
I know, I almost put it on the blog.
Oh, you totally should.
Yeah, it was a good cover, but the article...
The article itself was just a hatchet job.
It just, yeah, and it made waves across Genoa City...
And beyond, because
yeah.
it raised questions as to whether or not Victor had insider information about the
mm-hmm.
Cayman Islands bank collapse, which
yeah.
made Gloria and Jeffrey bankrupt.
And Jill.
And Jill, right.
And apparently a lot of other people that
I'm sure,
we don't care
yeah,
about.
Nameless, faceless people.
Yes.
And the little people.
Yeah.
Although, there was some talk about, well... Now the SEC is going to get involved, and they have to, make it right, and insider trading, and this, that, and the other. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, it's in the Cayman Islands. The SEC has no jurisdiction in the Cayman Islands whatsoever.
I have
it doesn't
to say,
matter what they do.
I was just proud that I knew what SEC stood for.
And what is that?
Securities and Exchange Commission,
excellent.
Right?
Excellent, yeah.
Yeah, beyond that, I was like, I don't know, but I'll just roll with this story, because I don't know anything about... Other
well,
than...
I don't know much about high finance, but I do know that even if you had insider information and pulled your money out of a Cayman Islands bank, there's nothing that the U.S. could do about it.
Okay.
You're just lucky.
I should have consulted my economist husband.
Yeah, he would have.
But I generally try not to talk about this stuff in front of him because he'll just roll his eyes and go, shut your mouth.
Yeah, right.
So,
some things are better
I just
left
went,
unasked.
Thank you, Young and the Restless, for right. handling this hot topic that I know nothing about. Anyway.
Right.
But the whole thing is that, we had already mentioned this, Adam had called on somebody
mm-hmm.
else's phone and, like, you know, said that Victoria had lied.
About Victor's health.
Uh-huh.
Which she kind of didn't lie so much
I'd
as
say it's
just
a gray
embellish.
Area. Yeah, she said that he would make a recovery,
and he was fine,
and it was not that big of a deal. She
yeah.
didn't say, he had a heart transplant.
Right, yeah.
But the fact is, it's like, a week later, bounce
he's
it back.
Fine.
Yeah.
yeah,
so, I don't know, either way, she got in a lot of trouble for that, and so they were having, like, a press conference? Or
no, it was a
hearing?
No, it was a meeting of the top shareholders with the SEC investigator guy.
Okay. Where Deacon just kind of came in unannounced.
He burst in, yeah.
And he was like, that voluptuous Victoria, she's been such a good, respectable businesswoman.
That's right. You can trust anything she says.
When her
and
tongue is not in my mouth.
And you have to believe me because I'm so sexy.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, they told, yeah. He was very convincing, and she was kind of like, oh, don't really know why he came to me like that, but all right, because she just screwed him out of the art deal, which he is very upset about.
Right.
So they're like at Newman, and it's in the middle of everything, and JT comes in, and he basically looks at Deacon, and he's like,
Stay away from my wife.
And hammers Deacon right in the face.
Well, no, Deacon said something that provoked him, though. He said something, I can't quite remember what it was, but it was like, you know.
Your wife was hot in bed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your wife likes to give it to me, I don't know, something like that.
Something along those lines, and so then JT clocks him.
Yeah, but the problem is the press was there, and they got lots of photos, and it didn't look good for Victoria,
to have...
And her and JT had been...
Not on the outs, but on the outskirts. Yeah,
not communicating. It looked like it was potentially over for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because JT took the job in New York.
Yeah.
And basically said, okay.
Which that just did not ring true to me.
That blows. Yeah, it was not okay for him to do that at all.
But it didn't even make sense to me, because if he is a dad, and being a dad is such a big deal, you wouldn't take a job in another city
without even prepping it.
But he wasn't planning to take Reed. He was just going to go off on his own. Oh, hey, Victoria. Raise Reed for me.
Yeah. Do a good job.
Yeah. Like, he was just on his way out.
That's not cool.
But then she, like, somehow... She had this sort of talk with Nikki. Nikki was like, what are you doing? You need to talk about this. You love each other. And Victoria, like, saw the light. Quit Newman.
Yeah, quit the job that gave her so much personal satisfaction and wealth, and even though she was not even remotely qualified for it.
But I think...
still, you know, I think that I thought was a real sexist setback kind of bullshit storyline. I was pissed. It was like, how come she has to give up everything? What the hell has he got to give up?
Because
if he
feel
really
like
wants
he's
this
been...
marriage to work, then they get into counseling.
I feel like he's the one who's been giving up things for a long time, though. It's always been about her.
Yeah, and so why has it suddenly changed, and why isn't he at least willing to say, we need to... I think that they should have seen a counselor before he gave ultimatums.
I don't know. I agree his ultimatum was lame. But at the same time, I always kind of felt like she was kind of selfish, and he was like, you know what? I want to do something I want to do. Why can't you support that? Because she didn't even consider it in the beginning.
That's
she was
true.
Like, no
she
deal.
Was like, yeah.
So I kind of appreciated when she was just like, what are my priorities? Strapped Reed in a backpack and went to the airport.
To New York,
and they, like, boarded the airplane, like, happy family.
Yeah.
It was like everything was wrapped up in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know. It just,
Yeah.
I think she should have. They should have.
Well, and one of the issues, too, that kind of led up to that was after JT had punched Deacon and the press came out, so one of the people who took pictures, one of the photographers, approached Billy, new owner, Restless Style.
Oh, right, yeah.
Billy, without hesitation, purchased those pictures and then wrote a slanderous article about Victoria.
Right, on the internet.
On the internet, which, so Billy did a lot of damage right there.
Yeah, with an immediate...
And Victoria slapped Billy before leaving town.
Yeah, that was a pretty good... That was a better slap than the one she had for Daniel crying, you didn't have to slap me so hard.
Well, but now we know that one was...
Fake.
Rigged.
Yeah.
Or this one, it was like, Billy had his back turned, and she was like, hey, Billy, and he turned around, and she was like, spam!
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that to someone.
He had it coming. You know, it's still assault, but, you know. Where was Chance then, keeping upholding the law?
He was on a run.
That's it. So.
And then with Billy, I have to bring up Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Loser Mackenzie.
Poor Mackenzie, you know.
Poor?
I feel bad. Her storyline has been going, circling the drain for the last couple of weeks.
It is circling the
drain. She gets a couple of scenes with Billy where she gets to tell him how disappointed she is in him. And she gets to be all self-righteous.
But I guess my whole thought was, like, if she really, like, was that...
Boring?
She's not supposed to be boring, though.
I know, she should be.
She's supposed to be, like, humanitarian, and they used to have fun. She was always kind of stuck up, though.
She's a stick in the mud, you know?
But if she had any self-esteem whatsoever, she would have, like, gotten rid of Billy, like, a million years ago. Yeah. And I don't know how many people told Billy off in front of her, and she was disappointed in him.
Yeah, she just looked sad and...
And, he, like, because of the article Billy wrote in Restless Style, somehow Nick was, you know, Nick owns the building Restless Style was in. He was like, hey, kick rocks.
Right.
Even though I'm sure legally he can't just evict somebody in, like, probably 30 not. Seconds.
Yeah.
So Billy has decided to run Restless Style in Jimmy's.
Which I don't understand that either. It's like, there's no...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's... It's, any, you know it's else.
Just so he can drink cheap booze while he does the job.
Yeah, yeah.
Served by his low self-esteem girlfriend.
Yeah, who's just like, oh, I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah.
You know, and there was one scene where he was in the bar doing, you know, whatever it is, work that he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's drinking. And everywhere else on the show, every other scene, people were eating breakfast and having coffee. And I'm just like, what? No one's going to comment on him having a drink at 9 in the morning.
I didn't notice that.
Okay, maybe I have my time wrong, but...
He's just, on Jimmy's time.
He's on Jimmy time. Yeah. But yeah, it just... That was really, really stupid that they have him working out of the bar.
Like,
and he
seriously
the whole
can't even lease a cheap office space down the road.
Yeah.
I just don't believe it. He can't do it at home.
Right, yeah.
He's got all these poor interns and Restless Style
staffers.
People. Yeah.
Of which there appear to be about 7.
Yeah.
To put out a magazine of that size, which is really frugal.
Yes.
And remarkable.
It is remarkable, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it probably has a cover price of about 50 cents because it's so cheap to put out because there's no people working on it.
Oh, but, man. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to bring back Restless Style or not because now all of the advertisements are pulling out.
Yeah. Although I did kind of have a glimpse of when he was doing his, you know, speech in the bar to all of the staffers that... He wants to be, like, the late John Kennedy Jr. who had George magazine, which was, you know, a pretty good, hard-hitting, political analysis, fashion, lifestyle kind of magazine. I thought, if he Georges it up, that might be okay. And with Chloe there to help him.
Yeah, Chloe is the meat of this magazine.
Yeah, which was making Mac even more downface.
Oh, yeah, and Chance, too.
Yeah, and Chance, too, because they saw that they were working well together.
Mm-hmm.
But after the Halloween party, what was it?
Mackenzie got pissed at Billy and basically was like, out on him.
Yeah, I'm done for the night. See you tomorrow.
And Billy's drunk.
Billy was loaded, went to Chloe's house for a booty call, and Chloe said, you know what?
But not before a hot makeout.
Semi-hot makeout. Short makeout.
In the doorway.
Yeah, with Chance watching. And of course, as soon as Chance walks away,
I'm
she
a
says,
virgin.
You know what? I don't.
Boo.
Oh, Jimmy. So he goes up to his room to listen to some Karen Carpenter and feel bad about being a virgin.
Anyway, yeah. So.
And Chloe says, you know what, Billy? No, I'm not going to do this time. I'm not going to succumb to your charms. Get out of here, you drunken booze hound.
Yeah.
And kicked him out, which I thought was great.
It
like,
was.
Oh, yay. Good.
Thank you. Yeah. But then the next day, Chloe goes, you know, she's like hanging around the Chancellor living room with nothing better to do. Yeah. She's not on
she
any hot leads for Restless Style or anything.
No, she's not working.
And she's in this skimpy little outfit like it's July 20th or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Chance kind of came in, and it was the first time I think we might have seen Chance not in uniform.
Yeah.
He was, like, in running pants and a t-shirt, and I thought, oh, that's refreshing, because either he's been in his military uniform.
Right,
or
in
a
that
suit.
Detective suit.
Yeah. Anyway, and she was like, hey, Chance! So he totally told Billy off. Are you proud of me? And he's, like,
no, you
thinking...
No, you made out.
Yeah,
no,
I saw you make out with him, and I didn't realize telling him off required your tongue in his throat, but... He didn't see when she told him off,
no,
right?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
He didn't see part.
So
that's why he had his, you know, nose out of joint.
And he was just like, no. He had his heart kind of hurting.
Yeah. But when she explained it, he was a big puss about it.
Yeah.
You know, was like,
he's butthurt for sure.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
You know.
And he just, so they got in an argument.
Yeah.
Basically. He was like, but I kind of agreed with him, you know, I was like, she is kind of jerking him around, regardless mm-hmm. if she's starting to see right. the light and actually like Chance now, it yeah. doesn't matter, because she's been jerking him around. Yeah,
in the past, so he then, has no reason to think she's not.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Philip and Nina are,
doing whatever it is they did.
They're like buddies now.
Yeah.
Hey, we used to be married, and then I totally faked my death.
But you were the love of my life, and now you're back. And so what if you're gay?
High five.
It's better than nothing, which is what I had for 25 years before, so.
Oh, man. I don't know what they are. Either way, they go back to the house.
I really want to see them going cruising from guys. That'll just be sweet. They can sit in Indigo and rate the boys.
I have a feeling they don't like the same kind of guy.
No, I get the feeling that, Nina's gonna hook up with Paul, mm-hmm. which is so gross.
I get that impression
gross.
As well.
Ew.
But I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure they were an item at one point. That would have been, like, almost 20 years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, either way, so, yeah. Philip and Nina show up to the Chancellor Mansion right in the middle of Chance and Chloe's fight. Mm-hmm. And then Chance just lost it and totally yelled at Philip, too. Mm-hmm.
And finally, I think, let go of some of his abandonment issues by yelling at his dad for a change, as opposed to being Mr. Tight-lipped, upright guy. So he exploded a little bit on him and stormed out of the house to go running again.
I liked his running outfit. I was into it.
It was okay.
I don't know. I'm so sick of that cheap detective suit.
Yeah, that suit really is bad. Really
like,
bad.
Why?
With his money, he could afford something nice.
I seem to remember that when Gil was the detective, and whatever happened to Gil, I don't know.
He just disappeared. He's
but Gil didn't
Tyra.
Have some cheap suit,
no,
with like a
nice.
Striped brown tie from 1978,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, Chance.
Hopefully they'll
Philip.
Have the Chance Chloe makeover session where Chloe
like she
finally,
makes him over?
Yeah, where she makes him over, where she finally says, dude, we've got to go shopping. You look like a train wreck.
I hate when chicks take dudes shopping.
I know, but in this case, it could only get better.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, Chloe has some good fashion sense. She'd be able to put him in a decent couple of suits and ties. And,
all right.
You know. Not like something that's in the men's warehouse after Christmas sale.
Yeah, seriously. So,
we're all over. Let's see, why don't we talk about Adam a little more?
Yeah, let's talk about Adam.
Because Adam's the one who called in the what are they called?
The SEC insider trading.
Yeah, scandal. And part of the reason is because of the same old Adam stuff, but part of the reason is that when Victor decided to go to Belgium, he made Nick the head of the company, and mm-hmm. Nick had already made Adam his bitch
mm-hmm.
and was really, really mm-hmm. pushing it, you know.
You're gonna do anything I say.
Yeah, you're gonna get me donuts and rub my feet. And
it was stupid.
Yeah, it was just
and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
He gives Adam basically assignments that apparently an intern could
would
do.
Turn down.
Yeah, so whatever. But at the same time, Adam really does have to prove himself, and
mm-hmm.
that's just
oh,
part
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely, yeah. But it seems like he, for the business part of it, other than, you know, the squealing on people stuff, mm-hmm. he has been catching some deals that have been potentially problems and putting out fires and doing a good job.
Yeah.
But he and Sharon have been spending way too much time together.
Yeah.
And he went over
many times to her house
and was there for Halloween to hand out trick-or-treats.
And they had a grand old time.
Oh, God. The business with the spaghetti in the bowl and the peeled grapes and him telling the story of how his mom used to do that on Halloween, and it was so
I was thinking...
Fun. And, oh, I'm sure she did that because she wanted to help me be more aware of my other senses. Bullshit.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, everybody does
it. Well, I was thinking that they must not have been that concerned about H1N1, having not every single kid come to the door, stick their hand,
nasty old hand,
and a bowl of peeled grapes and spaghetti. Next one. Yeah.
Yeah, that I kept waiting for one of them to eat, a strand of the spaghetti.
Gross.
It was just juvenile.
Yeah. But I think that was the point, was
not
that
in a cute way.
Sharon and Adam have just...
They've been bonding and hanging out.
Yeah, they've been having a lot of stressful situations from other things, and they can kind of come together. They both, acknowledge their said flaws, and Adam is totally getting a kick out of hanging out with Sharon because it pisses Nick off.
Yeah, yeah, that in particular.
That's like a bonus.
Yeah. I think he would hang out with her anyway.
Yeah.
I think that they are, I hope that they are having, that they're just building a nice friendship anyway that'll lead somewhere.
Dude, they're totally going to do
it. Oh, they're totally going to do it. But it is kind of nice that they're going to do it from a place of friendship and not just, hey, I think you're hot.
Okay.
That they are.
So maybe relationship in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that they are making friends first. And I think that that's kind of nice and sweet. And something both of them need, because neither of them have any friends.
No.
So why not
each
other?
I told you she can't be friends with women.
No.
She just needs another dude.
Yeah. And he can't be friends with anyone, because he's a douchebag, so,
Now, when it was on the other day when I was watching it, my husband, he walked by and he paused it, and he pointed at Adam, and he was like, "Who is that?" And I was like, "That's Adam, that's Victor's, blind son." And he went, "That's Ethan Crane from Passions," which
really?
I didn't realize, but...
Oh, I didn't know that he had jumped ship.
He was a huge Passions fan from the beginning, and so anytime he sees somebody from Passions, he always
knows.
Which
is not on the air anymore, right?
No.
Okay.
But I didn't realize it, but I was like, oh, that's kind of a big point, because I think that was a big character on Passions from what I saw.
Huh.
Anyway, that's where he came from.
Okay, so he's from the soap opera world, which is why he can do the...
Yeah, he's pretty good.
The acting.
Yeah.
The talking in the low voice. total... random non-sequitur here. When Gloria imitated Victor this past week, there was a sentence or two that she said in a Victor accent that was so hilarious and spot on perfect.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she and Jeffrey were in Crimson Lights, and somebody said something about how he's leaving town, and someone said something about his voice or his mustache or something, and she said, "Oh, I really like his mustache." And she said it exactly like him. It was like, oh my god.
That's pretty
good.
That
is pretty funny. Yeah,
it was hilarious. I have to go back and look.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, Adam, I think, has the potential to be actually kind of honestly smitten with Sharon.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both with each other.
Yeah.
Especially because on Halloween night, when they're handing out candy, who comes to the door but Nick and Phyllis and Summer.
Right.
And
Nick just freaked out.
It
was overbearing and inappropriate and not his place, and I wish that Sharon had just slapped him.
He basically stomped in and was like, "Adam, why are you here?" Yeah. She's mine. And Phyllis...
It stands there like a doofus.
She just looks at Nick and she's like, "It's okay. You can deal with this."
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. She needs to step up. She's been the good, supportive wife a little bit too much lately, and she needs to snap him back and say, "You know what?
She hasn't done anything wrong. It's all Nick doing things wrong," and she's just, totally gone from this,
She used to be fiery, and now she's just a doormat.
Yeah.
She's
gone soft bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then the next day, Nick calls Adam into his office.
Yeah,
"I'm going to send you away on some big project just so you can't be around Sharon."
Right. So inappropriate.
Yeah, that... I guess, whatever.
Yeah, it's stupid. It was lame.
But, so then, of course, but I did like where Adam went to Sharon's right after that to tell her goodbye.
Yeah.
"I will be gone for a while because Nick doesn't want us to be together."
Yeah.
He's pretty manipulative.
He worked it.
Yeah. And she was like, "But I like hanging out," and they sort of had this embrace.
Yeah.
And it was totally like, oh man, they are so gonna do it.
Yeah, he was smelling her hair. It was like, that's.
And finally, she's rocking the side part.
Yeah, one day she did, and the next day she was back to that middle
part. No, I missed
part.
That.
Yeah.
I just remember the side part.
Yeah, the side part was there for a couple
of days.
It's
like it takes 10 years off of her.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It looks much better in the side part.
But, yeah, Adam, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, one thing that they're really going to lead up to is when Adam and Sharon have been together for a while, and then the whole baby switch comes out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that will be hugely devastating for Sharon, because she will have finally made a friend.
Yeah.
And then, you know, had sex with her friend, and that's lovely. And then now she finds out that her friend stole her baby.
Yeah.
Like, 2 minutes after it was born, placenta still attached, that's just not okay. I don't think you can forgive someone for that.
Yeah.
You know, though he did tell her all about the sexual shenanigans he had gotten into with Rafe.
But she's had her own sexual shenanigans,
right,
which is why she was like, hey, she's like, you seduced your lawyer.
I slept with 3 men in a week.
Yeah.
You know?
Before breakfast.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. Totally.
It was kind of their own version of I Never.
Yeah. It was. It was really true.
Yeah.
So anyway. So we haven't talked about Emily Peterson.
No, we have not.
And that's a big part.
It's I call it big.
Last time we had said there was a mystery woman
mm-hmm.
who
looked just like Patty. But we didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
But she knew who Patty was.
Yeah. So she's in town. She's come to town. And she is a psychiatrist.
Right.
From
who knows
somewhere
where.
Else in Wisconsin
yeah.
or something. Michigan.
Yeah.
And she... I guess Patty was a custodian in the college she worked at or something.
Right.
That's
right.
In the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they would just...
They were friendly.
They struck up a friendship.
Yeah.
Naturally.
As you do when you work late writing a book about psychiatry and your custodian comes in every night to empty your garbage.
Yeah.
But I can imagine, actually I can totally see how this happens because Patty just kind
of
latching on and, you know, talk, 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 talk.
So basically that now we know where Patty got the idea for her face.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn good plastic surgeon.
Oh, the really super good.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, maybe I'll go back and look at some of the old Patty footage, but it seems like Emily does this weird thing with her mouth. Did on one side, she like hikes up one side of her mouth all the time.
I don't remember.
And I don't know if that's something that I don't recall being bothered by that with Patty, and I wonder if it's like a facial tic.
She's trying to make
that
it
the
different.
Actress is trying.
Because she has been Mary Jane, then Patty,
right,
then,
and now she's
now, Emily
too.
Peterson, Dr. Peterson.
Yes, and it's. I think that the way that they've been handling the fact that she looks so much like Patty, and everywhere she goes, people freak out.
Yeah.
Has been so funny, and you know, I just get a kick out of it. It's like that poor woman just needs to
you
wear
know,
a sign around her neck that says, I am not Patty Williams.
I enjoyed Mary Jane Benson's character.
So much.
And I enjoy Patty. I don't like Emily Peterson.
Mm-mm, no.
She's bland and...
She's really self-righteous.
Yeah.
And she's one of those people who... is not quite as smart as she wants people to think she is. And I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's back because apparently the doctors at Patty's hospital have asked Emily Peterson to come and also consult about...
Well, she had been Patty's psychiatrist, though.
But
they weren't just friends, but Patty was her patient,
but not
too.
On paper, right? Wasn't it just that...
No, I think on paper that they
no,
had
Patty
a
couldn't
patient.
Afford anything, and so what she said was that she
that's
offered
right.
to counsel Patty just out of the goodness of her heart.
Right, okay, so kind
so there
of
was
a pro
nothing
bono.
Official
oh, okay.
about that,
right.
which seems a little shaky
sketchy.
To me.
Yeah.
But, so now they've asked her...
I wouldn't go to a psychiatrist off the books.
Yeah. No,
chiropractor,
totally.
Sure, but never, ever a psychiatrist.
It's just, it's stupid because she came back to work a little, just to consult a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then she was like, I have my own job. I need to get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's trying to convince her to stay because they're just so sure that
she's going
to
be the one.
Yeah, she's going to crack the case with Patty.
Who has regressed to 20 years ago when she's married to Jack.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, she's happy where she is. Why not just leave her there? It's kind of horrible, but you know.
She doesn't think she's in a rubber room, I guess. She thinks she's in, like...
Wherever Patty's mind is, she's having a fabulous time.
Yeah.
You know, she's...
That's true.
She's docile and being, you know, nice to the staff and, you know.
Okay. I could accept that.
It's kind of like, okay, so you're nuts, but...
Either way. So they're all trying to keep her. And she's like, no. I have my own life.
And clients.
And she didn't bring it up, but I thought it was very valid to say, everybody in Geno City hates me because I look like Patty.
Right, yeah.
She didn't say that, but I thought that was a good reason to leave.
Yeah, really.
So, Jack, who's made a very large donation to the hospital? GCU. Basically got them to offer her some dream position. And
like
she
a
didn't
fellowship.
Want to take it because she knew Jack...
Yeah.
Rigged it.
Yeah.
But eventually he won her over.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Talked her into it. And as soon as they started interacting, and at first she was like, ring, 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 I hate you, you ruined
I knew
life.
There'd be
She's
romance.
Awful, and it was just like, oh my god, they're gonna get together.
I
Gross.
Knew there would be. Because fighting leads to hooking up.
I know, but...
Yeah.
I just don't want them to hook up. I don't want Jack to hook up with
don't
anyone ever.
Don't you think Jack... Like, has had so many bad memories because of Mary Jane Benson, he wouldn't want to bang some chick
well,
that looks
would,
just
would,
like
looks
her.
Looks just like her, yeah, you would think.
I want the real thing now.
Yeah,
I don't know what
kind
of sex fantasy he's got going, but this
it's
is a
not,
terrible idea.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
And how... I don't know. Never mind. I'm not even going to pose any more questions because it's stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Well, why would Emily... Maybe I'm going to pose this for you. Why would Emily want to hook up with him knowing as much as she does from what...
I think there's,
told her.
I think that there's got to be something more to Emily.
Yeah.
Dr. Peterson.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also then, as soon as she took that job, okay, now she can
Which
stay.
Which she got talked into remarkably quickly for someone who supposedly has these high morals.
Oh, totally.
Just saying.
But she also can consult now at the hospital where Patty is.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, all of a sudden, she's like in a doctor's jacket. And
mm-hmm.
she's like
well,
doing
she had one in her
psychiatric
purse.
Work. Like, 2 hours later for
right.
people
yeah,
in the hospital.
Yeah, there's no clearance. Yeah, because she... That's right, because she came into Lily's room and was consulting with...
Hey, Lily, tell
cancer
me what's
victims.
Going on. And
so
it was like, what is this?
What? Yeah, that was...
New doctor in town.
I guess.
She's like an Olivia. She can treat anything.
Yeah, she's all-purpose doctor.
Anyway, so... We'll see where that goes. I'm not thrilled with the whole Emily Peterson thing, frankly.
Yeah, she's
it's kind of
she's
lame.
No Mary Jane Benson.
She's not.
You know,
she's, and she's no Patty Williams.
And, or yeah, so we'll have to.
And there
and
is no
it be great though. Yeah, wouldn't it be great though to find out later that that's where Kitty came from, that Patty wasn't crazy, that
oh,
Emily
no.
drove her crazy because she's nuts.
Well, you know it does. It does leave the possibility of a switch, you know,
mm-hmm.
or,
oh, yeah.
you know, escape,
yeah.
something like that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
we'll see.
Yeah, that would be really good.
You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that is something... I don't even know. I don't know. Don't ask me.
She'll go in to work with Patty, and Patty will recognize the hickey pattern on her neck and say, you've been with my Jack, and, you know, knock
oh,
her out,
yeah.
and...
Yeah.
Trade places, yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's true.
There you go.
Should
we talk about Lily? Lily's day out?
Let's go, how about Ryder first?
Oh, we'll get Ryder
just
There's
to
not
get
much
it out of the
him.
Way.
Yeah.
So, Ryder's bad. Somebody
that's
somebody
on
a website
say, really.
Had written that he looks like a male prostitute. And I was like, why would you say that? And then... Somebody had written a response. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
So I was reading the responses, and they were like, he's so skinny, and he looks so desperate. And I thought,
wow,
okay.
Is that all it takes to be
like,
a male prostitute?
Yeah, I was like, okay, anyway.
He kind of does have that hustler
But I think that's what they were, yeah, that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just looks sketchy.
So maybe he can hook up with Philip. You know, Philip needs a boyfriend.
I think he's a little young for Philip.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's bad enough that Philip Chancellor III comes back gay at all, but then to have him hook up with this, you know, young Twinkie, then that would be scandalous and interesting.
I think Ryder,
Philip is so boring right
Ryder
now.
Looks like he, I don't know, like he does drugs, you know, or he looks skinny and...
Yeah, gaunt.
Yeah.
He's got that weird look in his eye.
So, anyway, he has moved in to Kevin and Janet's.
Right. And Jana found, because it fell out of his pocket, a picture of him and as a boy. And
but it's like torn in half?
Yeah, someone else is cut out of the picture. And they're trying to figure out who that is. And, like, it matters. It's like, so what? Who cares?
Because if it's torn, it's important. Where's the other half? Who is it?
It's...
Secrets!
Yeah, I would just say, oh, it's probably Tom, his abusive father, that he, you know, cut out of the picture because he was an abusive father.
But Ryder has been... It's like he's getting weirder and weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
He's getting real paranoid, and, like, now that he's out, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is, but nobody likes him except for Kevin, who basically wants to have sex with him.
Yeah.
It's so obscene.
So, yeah.
He's just like, I love you.
Yes, you're my brother.
I love you.
I love my brother.
And I hate everyone else for not loving you,
right,
too.
Yeah, why can't you see how awesome he is? Yeah, he's... Kevin
if I was Jana, like, my foot would have been down so long ago.
No, he would not have moved in with them.
No!
At all.
The bail would not have been posted.
I might have been okay with posting the bail, but when he moved in, it was like, no, Kevin, he can sleep in the coffee shop for all I care.
Well, and they give him a job.
Yeah.
You're seriously gonna give this random stranger a job in your place of business, like, where money is involved?
In this economy?
No!
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm bad at it. Anyway, Lauren definitely has been very...
suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
kind of the voice of reason.
There's not a whole lot that's going on, but I think that they're gearing up to kind of...
Well, there was the bit with the Ouija board, though, that I did want to mention.
Why did you mention that? I was just going to pretend that it didn't happen.
Because it was so absurd.
Yeah.
It was bad enough that they had a Ouija board before, and thankfully they got rid of it and it burned up or who knows what.
And but Amber bought Jana
Amber
a new
gets,
Ouija board.
Amber a new gets a new one. And so they had to Ouija it out, and... the board just kept saying dead, spelling out dead.
Over and over and over
dead,
again.
Dead, 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 dead.
No matter
like,
what the question was.
Yeah, it's like, you've got a bad Ouija board. Just throw it out. You know, it's... But they didn't, so they got all freaked out about it.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a comic relief type scene.
It was.
And the chemistry between the two of them was really sweet and funny. It was like, yeah okay, you guys are super cute.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But it's like the Scooby-Doo gang starting up again, and
yeah,
I
like, no,
don't want it anymore!
That's not good. We don't like the Scooby business.
Yeah.
I don't care where Ryder came from.
Well, I care where he came from, but...
I want to know who that woman is.
Yeah.
But,
I
don't know. Not much more than that.
Yeah. But he did say something about... Or maybe they had figured out something about he had been in Louisiana.
Oh,
something
okay.
like that. Or New Orleans. He knew a lot about New Orleans.
Louisiana.
Which is where Michael's father was from.
Oh, really?
And Michael had never been able to put the pieces together. He did put the pieces together.
Yeah,
he found Lowell.
Yeah.
But there was all this stuff about New Orleans and his grandma, Michael's grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just thought... there is some connection.
Oh,
they wouldn't have said stuff about New Orleans without, you know, there's something going on there.
Yeah, okay, well.
Anyway.
Maybe they'll have a remote location, and instead of the Harvest Festival, they can go to the Jambalaya Crawfish Festival.
Or Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, that'd be fine.
You know. Anyway. So then also, just on a side note, Lauren... apparently is
suddenly needed two, not just one, but two people to work in her shop, and Amber's desperate for a job.
Which is ridiculous. Like, if I'm sorry, if you're Amber and you have clothes on the rack at Fenmore's, but you need a sales job at Fenmore's, like, why would somebody want to buy your stuff, but you're working the counter too? You know, like...
Well, because Lauren said that the jackets aren't selling, though.
It doesn't matter! It's stupid. Well,
what's she gonna make money from?
Because I'm pretty sure, don't they, like, contract you out? Like, hey, you make this many jackets, we're gonna purchase them from you, and then if the store doesn't sell them, that's store's too problem.
No, I bet they're on consignment. That Lauren bought them on consignment, and when they sell, then... which is a bad thing. Amber should have done it your way. The way, you know, the consignment way, she's not gonna make any money, you're right.
The whole thing with Amber working, I need a job so bad. Mm-hmm. I don't believe she needs money that bad.
But where would she have gotten any money?
Because Daniel sold all those paintings.
Yeah.
Daniel's mom is Phyllis. I'm sorry. Phyllis is kicking them money. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
The whole thing is stupid. Anyway, yeah.
I would like to see Daniel get a job. Lazy slut.
Yeah, he does need a job.
He needs a job. He should go be an exotic dancer at,
No, please, Indigo. No, please. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
In his Liberace costume.
Yeah, I see, exactly.
Anyway, so the other sales position, went to Daisy, Abby's new partner in crime.
Right.
Which seems sort of inconsequential, but I'm sure it'll be important later.
It's going to be big because they made a big deal about how she knows so much about fashion.
Yeah, Daisy, like, had a moment.
Names and...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know and that actress
really
from somewhere.
I know, she looked really familiar.
She looked really familiar, and I couldn't place her, but it was like, oh, okay, she's going to be around for a while. Okay, that's fine. So,
but there was something about her, too, because she had sort of snapped back, like, basically, Daisy and Abby ran into Eden and Noah at the coffee shop, and Abby's all like, oh, Eden, I like your hemp sweater, not, and then Eden was like, oh, yeah, well,
Rich bitch, go get some coke.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Whatever. They're having their little, like, class war, even though Eden is, like, the sister of...
Also wealthy.
A very high-powered lawyer.
Right, yeah.
Blah, 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 and going out with a Newman.
Yeah.
Anyway... Eden had made a comment to Daisy because Daisy was looking for a job, and Eden was like, oh, like, you need a job.
Yeah. And was really snarky about it.
Oh,
and
she
Daisy
was.
Came back and said, hey, I'm a scholarship student, and we don't have any money, bitch. And
yeah, like, totally.
Yeah, good for you.
And so there was something very, I don't know, something about Daisy that was like, okay,
it
so she
appealing.
Works for what
yeah.
she needs.
Right.
And
she... gets the job that is appropriate for her.
She's
going to
be
pretty much everyone else on the show.
Yeah.
She's the only one, really, in a job that she's suited for. really. So, yeah, I think that they're going to go places with her.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
And I think that Abby is just on the brink of having a bad girl rebellion.
But I thought they were going to do that with Noah. Like, back... when Nick and Sharon were going back and forth, and he got mad, and they had this one scene where Noah was, like, against the wall at Crimson Lights with his phone, and he had, like, his collar flipped up, and he called
rebel.
Eden, and he was like, yo, Eden, and it was, like, totally, like, it was, like, the last 2 seconds of the show, and it seemed like he was gonna go get on a motorcycle and, brah, but then the next day he was back to, like, his little plaid
with
shirts
himself,
and cargo shorts, and
whatever. And I'm sorry, Abby does not seem like 14. There's
no
way. I
would have said 15.
I don't think so, I don't know. She just seemed really
a
lot older.
Your daughter is 14 and they look the same.
No, they don't. My daughter is a precious baby and she's only 13, so.
Oh.
For another
month.
Yeah.
I would say they look comparable.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
They do.
Okay.
I mean, Abby has a lot of makeup for the show, but
yeah
I would say.
All right, well, I got my head in the sand. It kind of gets in my eyes sometimes.
Anyway.
Well, and Abby's been hitting on Ryder pretty hard, though.
Mm.
And to his credit, he's just laughing at her, going, dude, go away.
It's
Here,
true.
Go away, little girl. Here's your steamed milk.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Lily?
Lily. Yeah, Lily felt better for a day.
She made a pot roast.
She made a pot roast.
She made half a pot roast.
She went outside.
She didn't finish it.
She went places.
She didn't
So, of
go
course,
places.
You knew that, of course, she was going to have the
backlash.
She
also
had sex.
She had
the sex. Oh, God, I forgot about the sex. And, you know, the makeup people heard my plea, and her bald cap was much better.
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty good. I was like, all right, this is better. Mm-hmm. And I did like the fact that Lily herself was complaining, you know, I'm bald and I have a port sticking out of my stomach. I was like, yeah, that would suck.
No, that, if I was Kane, like, they're, like, laying in bed, like, getting ready to do it. Uh-huh. And he was like, are you okay? And she's like, I just don't feel like myself. I'm bald and I have this port where they pump
poison into my system.
Yeah. And I thought, well, gee, that's a turn on. Thanks,
yeah.
Lily.
Yeah, really.
If I was Kane, killer, I would have just been like, yeah, where's the remote?
Where are those blue pills again?
But yes, they made sweet love.
Yeah, he rose to the occasion, so to speak.
Kane needs a haircut.
He does need a haircut.
It's looking...
I really fast-forwarded through a lot of their scenes, because it was just like...
It was schmoopy.
It was just, yeah, more of the, oh, I love you, oh, I love you more. Oh, no, you couldn't possibly love me.
I'm gonna make you a pot roast.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
But, wow. So in the meantime, though, then Devon and Roxanne...
Who are back together.
Yeah, basically did get back together, yeah. And Devon is... Just making up. I'm sorry.
As well he should.
I don't think she should have taken him back.
No, I don't think so. But
he's
now that
slept
she has,
with his aunt.
But now that she has, she's treating him like the dog that he is. And so he's not going to stray anytime soon. But it was kind of funny that the scene where they had gone over to see how Lily was doing and to check up on her and to give Kane a break. And Kane's just like, get out. I want to do your sister.
So was Lily.
And Lily's like, here's the door.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Totally.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And then Neil came over like a little bit later and they basically broke it to him that they renewed their vows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
he was not happy
he
about
and
that.
Kane just sort of stared at each other a lot.
Yeah.
But then Lily inevitably...
Felt warm.
Yeah.
Not in the good way.
Overdid it.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor, yeah. And she's really sick.
Now she's, having not an allergic reaction, but she's
infection.
Having an infection. Yeah, she got an infection someplace, and, you know.
Things aren't good.
Things aren't good. She's really, really sick. The scene where Kane broke down and cried was kind of sweet. It was like, oh.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it was a pretty
depressing.
Good crying gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really depressing, but it was a good, well-acted, I thought.
Yeah.
But
because I think he's
but
been
every
under
scene
so much
since
pressure.
Then, his face has been tear stained, and it's like, no, you would man up and go wash your face and look better when you came back in the room.
You think?
I think, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he cares. He hasn't cut his hair either.
Yeah. Well, he's been busy. Yes, yeah, too busy to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Give the guy a break. Jeez. Wife is sick with the
whatever.
Cancer. But yeah, he definitely does need a haircut. He doesn't look good.
But she'll be better because of the whole Colleen.
Yeah, they can't kill her.
I saw you had a baby. Anyway, so then at the very end,
They're talking about having a baby and
blah, 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 blah.
She wants to have one right away. And,
and Mackenzie had come by to visit.
Yeah.
Because
and was just
everybody's
hanging
there.
Around. Yeah.
Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's in the hospital.
Yeah. I didn't quite understand why all of the chancellors were there. I mean, yeah, okay.
Because
Lily is...
Did you miss the speech where Catherine gave Neil this whole, like,
your family.
Speech about
how
he's family?
I know, but even still, it just seemed like... Why was Nina there? Why was Philip there? Philip was there because Nina was there. Well, why was Nina there?
Because they don't have anything better to do.
That's clear.
They're drinking coffee and talking about feelings. Somebody's in the hospital. I must
I knew that person once. I met them in the coffee line.
Whatever.
Yeah, so they're all there.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever.
So Mackenzie's in the room, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hearing.
Hovering. It seemed to me like... There was a bit of her in the background, and she looked really uncomfortable.
She did look really uncomfortable.
You know, you would leave. Why are you?
Yeah, you would say, "I'll give you a minute.
I'll
be back.
You guys have things to talk about.
I'm
going to
stand here in the corner, and I'm going to look very awkward.
Right. Instead.
No. Keep talking about how you want to be a mother, but you can't.
Right. Because you're barren.
I've got all my parts.
That's right. I've got two ovaries.
So she makes an offer.
Yeah, she says, I'll be your surrogate. And it's like, oh, finally, Mackenzie has a mission. Hooray. Good for her.
Lame.
Bring out the pregnancy pillow again, because God forbid they go more than a couple of weeks without a pregnant woman on this show.
Ethically, morally, I disagree with this.
With surrogacy?
No.
With the constant pregnancies?
No, with Lily, story-wise, yeah. Lily's gonna make it. But it doesn't look like Lily's gonna make it. So it seems extremely selfish to me that she would want to have a baby with
that
an extreme possibility.
That she probably will not be there to raise.
Yeah, and then absolutely. I just was like, really, Mackenzie? You're gonna, like, support that? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but...
I can see them supporting it. I think it's a really bad idea. And you know Neil's going to just go berserko.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, you know, no.
And if you were going to be a mom, wouldn't you want to be, like, as healthy as you could be? And, like, because when the baby's born, then Lily could, like, really contribute and...
Yeah.
Instead of being
in the
hospital.
The baby's life. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Isn't it a lot of work? To be a mother in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Even if it's not your birth child.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so. It's ridiculous. But I think that that kind of is a thread throughout the whole show, because look at how easy Ashley's been having it, raising Faith all by herself, supposedly.
That's true. But she has a team
of
people.
She has staff, admittedly.
She doesn't raise that baby. She just walks by. Hello, Faith.
Hello, how's it going?
How's that bottle that...
Someone else made for you. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of surprised that Faith doesn't have a wet nurse. Because there's a tradition that you know they have in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I was like, did you Google this?
No.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Okay.
So another big thing happened then at the hospital, too, though.
Yeah, just as Mackenzie is deciding to... be a surrogate mother. Chance was getting coffee, because that's what you do at Crimson Lights, and Gloria was behind the counter, and as soon as he gets his coffee and moves away to put the 18 packets of sugar in it, clearly a drug-addicted meth addict.
Somebody
who
did
sort.
Not fit in at Crimson Lights.
Right, yeah. A sketchy type person pulls out a switchblade and... says, give me that cash. And Gloria's just kind of like, what? And doesn't realize that she's being robbed. And Chance does and rushes over and gets stabbed in the abdomen.
With a switchblade.
It was a, you know, good-sized knife.
Sure.
So, the guy runs off. And they bring Chance in.
To the hospital.
Yeah.
Rolling by as everyone's already worried about Lily.
Right. And rolling by... shirt open,
bloody wound
exposed to God knows what in the hospital. So, you know, this could be their swine flu episode.
No.
Or, you know, he got it from...
in the switchblade wound.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But
he's not going to be losing that virginity anytime soon with a knife wound like
You're
that.
Terrible.
Just saying. You know, I can't see Chloe...
I wasn't really expecting him to lose it anytime soon anyway, quite honestly.
Oh, no, I'm sure that they've got... But maybe this would be kind of his catalyst to say, I've had a near-death experience. Because you know he's going to lose some sort of semi...
His bucket list is to get laid.
That's on the top, if he's any kind of American male. This will be his chance to lose an organ. Because
everybody on the show loses an organ somehow.
And what
haven't
they lost yet? Has you know?
I
let me think.
I would
it
say
was on
everything
his left side.
It.
I bet you his liver gets compromised. That's my guess.
Well, you can't live without a liver, can you?
You can live with a partial liver.
Yeah, I don't.
Because they've had spleen, they've had pancreas, they've had kidneys,
heart,
gallbladder. Didn't somebody have a gallbladder?
Yeah, I think so.
Incident. So yeah.
What about appendix?
Oh, that's irrelevant.
He got stabbed in his appendix?
He got stabbed in his appendix. That's a pretty
damn
precise...
you!
Yes. I was saving that for later.
Well, at least he doesn't have any ovaries to work with.
That's
that, so.
Right. Exactly. And they didn't, you know, cut off his manly parts.
No.
So
he'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
This is just one of those things that'll make Chloe suddenly realize
that
how
she
much she
really
loves him.
Likes him, yeah. And
because she did serve Billy with the divorce, or
she signed the divorce
papers. It's like done.
Just today, finally. Yeah, and so I think that she's made that, as soon as she pushed Billy away, she made the switch in her mind of, okay, now I'm Chance's girl, and I'm going to make that relationship work, and so she'll be able to go to him and say, I love you, and he'll say,
I love you back.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's have sex.
Why, yes. That's exactly how it's going to go, I'm sure. Because losing a liver.
Aren't you sad that I'm not a writer for YNR?
I am, actually. Because then I could get a job, too.
No, you're too talented.
So, yeah, that's that was pretty much how they ended it today, was Chance being rushed in. And everyone looking concerned.
Can I say, just on a completely trivial note, that I did not like Mrs. C's brooch? The blue starfish?
I couldn't decide if that is a green thing. Jill's shirt, however, was a train wreck.
I don't remember.
It was so ugly. Oh my god. It was like a pattern green.
Was it all like wrappy, flowy, wrappy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I do kind of remember that. Yeah. I think my eyes were so fixed on this, like, totally lame old lady.
Well, she is old lady. She's 80. But she should have ugly stuff every once in a while.
But sometimes she rocks, like, she had, one of the scenes, she had this just, like, strings and strings of shiny, crazy necklaces, and I was totally into that.
I was like, God, how long does that take to put on in the morning?
Yeah. Lord. I thought those were sweet.
Yeah, those were cool. I don't know, I didn't
like the
way she mixed it up with the old lady brooch.
I know she's an old lady, but... You know.
It can't be 100% all the time.
Oh, but you know, the best part, actually, when they did the whole, like, last day of Victor, is they had all these scenes.
Oh my god,
classic
that was
Victor
fabulous.
Scenes.
Yeah, that
you
was
know?
Really
and it was great to see what she
show.
Used to look. Yeah.
She is cuter now, I think.
I think so, too. But
she
it was
has
so
really
funny.
Aged well.
Because my husband has always asked me, he's like, what did Catherine Chancellor used to look like? And so I was like, hey, check it out. She was still old 30 years ago.
Right, yeah, that was the thing that really struck me. It was like, he's there and he's young and virile and super mustachy and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
He was really slender.
Thin.
And then there she is, and really the only thing that's changed is her hair. And her voice.
Her voice, yeah.
Her voice is a little bit more tremulous and stuff, but... Yeah, you know.
That whole episode, I was cracking up.
Yeah, I was digging it.
I loved it.
I was liking that one a lot.
Where he got speared by the evil scuba diver.
Well, and all the women I've loved before.
Oh, yeah.
All the babies I've
looking at
created.
Nikki and, oh, man.
And Ashley looks so much better now than she did then.
I don't know. Many of them do.
Yeah.
It's really interesting how... They could be 20 to 30 years older or whatever, and they look better today.
Yeah.
Is that fabulous?
I think
that, soft lens camera.
Well, and I think, you know, the range of hairstyles, the parade of hairstyles, and, you know, the poodle perm that Ashley had, you know, bad perm, horrible color. She looks much better as a lighter blonde.
I like Ashley's sort of new haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. I don't like Ashley, though.
I do
like
Ashley.
I can like her hair, but I don't like her.
I like her because she's kind of turned into a male Jack, and I don't like Jack, but I like...
You mean a female Jack?
A female Jack, yeah. Yeah. Shows what I think of Jack. No, I like that she's assertive, and she's... sometimes she's...
She's an Abbott. I don't like the Abbotts.
I don't know. I don't have any kind of anti-Abbott. I just don't like Jack. Jack's the only Abbott I really dislike.
But the worst thing is that somehow I always get manipulated and end up liking Jack when he's, like, at a really low point. And I'm
Jack's an ass. No, he's... Blech.
But I can't wait to see how he reacts when he figures out Sharon and Adam, you know, might have some romance going. Because he does not like Adam either.
Yeah. And he would get back together with Sharon if she let him. But I think that's just partial desperation, too. He's just...
Sure.
He's gross.
Yes.
So. I think that might be it.
Okay. It was a lot.
It was a lot. There was a lot that happened in 3 weeks.
But it's good to know. It's softening for me to know that Victor will be back someday at some point.
Yeah.
He'll take a vacation. Maybe he'll make another movie. Mm-hmm. And he'll be back.
Yeah. He'll do some Law and Orders.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever. You know he was on Wonder Woman. Have I ever told you that?
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good. Oh, yeah, that's right. I let you Wonder Woman.
Because you let me Wonder Woman. Right. And I was watching the first episode, and he's in the pilot. And he looks the same. It's Victor Newman.
Yeah. Okay.
So, well, all right.
We'll try not to make it so long next time. And,
yeah.
You know. We'll keep watching. Leave your comments. Go to our blog.
Right.
yrupdates.blogspot.com.
We'll try and download that sweet cover of Restless Style.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll find it. Okay.